You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Three seasons where the Knicks have played in the second round, three consecutive years. When they play and the game is on TNT, their record is 7-1. When they play on ESPN, their record is 0-8. And tonight's game is on ESPN.
Let's go, ESPN.
Any level of concern?
You also had the refereeing crew on Friday that the Celtics had never lost with.
That's right.
And that streak continues.
That's right.
So let's find the one that gets the Knicks to win then. Let's go.
But they're 0-8 on ESPN. The game's on ESPN. You're telling me they're just due to win tonight?
No, I thought you said the Celtics were
0-8. No, the Knicks.
Oh, the Knicks are 0-8.
The Knicks are 0-8 on ESPN the last 3 years in the second round, but they're 7-1 on TNT. What the hell do you make of that? Nothing.
Where's TNT?
Yeah,
will they be on TNT on Wednesday?
You know what? I got to look ahead. I got to figure that one out. But 0-8 on ESPN is bizarre.
That is.
We'll get into the Hakimich strategy and the Celtics employing it with a 30-point lead and why that pissed a lot of people off. But let's get to your calls. 888-808-1019 is the toll-free number. Alex is calling from New Jersey. Good afternoon, Alex.
Good afternoon, guys. How you all doing?
We're good. Terrible, but thanks for asking.
Well, you know what?
I'm stressed, Tiki. That's why. When I get stressed, I get tired and I get cranky. So let me give everybody a favor, because Alex was our first caller of the day, and he very nicely said, "How are you?" And I appreciate you asking that. How about no one ask that for the rest of the day?
I'm a baby. I'm a baby.
Because if you ask it, I'm going to respond.
I'm a baby.
And you don't want me to respond.
You are cranky.
I just said I'm cranky.
I'm a baby.
So don't ask me how I'm feeling. But Alex, thank you so much for asking.
I apologize for him, Alex. Go ahead.
No. You know what, Evan? May the ping pong gods be forever in your favor today.
Thank you.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
But the lottery. I got why you're cranky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
As for the Knicks, they have to today treat this game as a game 7 and leave everything on the line. And I personally put the one key player to lead us to victory today has to be positive Tommy. He has to lead us today, and the only way he knows how.
Well, the pressure's on Tommy, and I've got good news. Tommy's in the building tonight. Are you ready for this challenge, Tommy? Because I believe this is a good and bad situation for you. If the Knicks win, Alex is right, and I'll join in saying, hey, positive Tommy delivered us the victory. But if you lose, and then we're getting in a car to go to Boston in a couple of days, I don't know. I think America's going to lose faith in you.
Well, they shouldn't. The only obstacle in my way tonight is getting from here at 7 o'clock to tip off by 7:30. That is the only obstacle standing in the way of positive Tommy tonight. This is going to be... What you saw on Saturday was a 3:30 Madison Avenue-type crowd. Tonight, you're getting a gassed-up Knick crowd. They're not going to church before the game. So you're going to hear a very loud arena. And I do believe the Boston Chuckers revert back to their chucking ways. And we have a big night tonight at Madison Square Garden. And I will be in the building.
I have to defend the Madison Avenue crowd from Saturday. I thought, considering the Knicks got their ass kicked, and there wasn't a lot to cheer for,
they started that game with as much energy as you could reasonably expect.
Yeah.
And then eventually the pin is put in you because your team is down by 20. So even though, yes, the prices were crazy and it would make me reevaluate my life if I dropped $1,200 a ticket to go to said game, I thought they did as good a job as they could.
Yeah, this wasn't on the crowd.
No.
This wasn't on the fan. This was on the court. And again, I'm still surprised that not a lot of those guys were angry. Maybe they were angry. I'm talking about the Knicks players. Maybe they were angry and they're just mature enough to channel it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
But it almost felt like they just had conceded. Like, yeah, we're okay with this. We'll be fine. We know what we did wrong. We'll get better. And maybe that will happen, but... like, when you get beat that bad with that huge opportunity to go up 3-0, I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
And you don't hear that. You don't feel, and by the way, you didn't see it on the court either.
Right.
There was no fight really on the court. And so, whether it was how they defended, how they scored, it felt like they just accepted that they were going to get their butts kicked. I didn't like that look. And then I didn't like how it sounded after either.
Jeff is calling from Florida. How are you, Jeff?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hello, Jeff. Jeff going once. Jeff is gone. We'll go to John in Garden City. How are you, John?
What's up, John?
Hey, guys. How are you? So, Evan, sorry. Shouldn't ask you that. But
you stopped yourself. Thank you.
I did. So, and Tiki, I got a question for you at the end of making my point that's relevant to tonight.
Go ahead.
That I think only you can answer. So, here's my problem with the game tonight. And you guys, not to make this about me, but a few years ago, I was actually the guy who invented the term emotional hedge. When I called Tommy and Big Mac on a day off when the Yankees were up in Fenway, and I said, well, bet the Red Sox because even if you lose, it pays for the trip.
Yep.
If you have a bad trip. So anyway, back to this. So I wanted to emotionally hedge the Knicks game tonight. The line is so out of whack in favor of the money line of the Celtics. And I says, you know what? Let me look at the ref. Mm-hmm. The extender, Scott Foster, is the guy tonight.
Yes.
And I think he's mad at the Knicks because when he hurt his ankle, they were playing the Heat. And he never liked the Knicks. Anyway, last year, I don't know if you know, but in their media guide, they put out this big chart about how he was, the chart was self-explanatory, but it showed how anti-Nick he is. Hmm. And I think he calls a very tight game.
He does call a tight game.
That benefits the Knicks.
Yes. So to John's point, it was announced earlier this morning that Scott the Extender Foster is going to be officiating tonight's game. Now, you may be saying to yourself, hey, guys, what does the extender mean? Does that mean he's well endowed? What does that mean? Scott Foster has garnered a reputation that when a team trails in a series, he officiates and benefits the trailing team. Mm. Now, here's how serious I take this job with you, Tiki.
It's good for the NBA.
Well, it is good for the NBA.
It's likely good for him because it's another paycheck potentially for him.
Sure. I did research that lasted 1 hour and 7 minutes before the show.
Are you serious?
I did.
Just to find out about the extender?
Well, here's the problem. I don't like being told something without facts to back it up.
Okay.
So I wanted to go through Scott Foster's extensive NBA officiating history to see
if there's really something to the extender nickname he's been given. And the only thing I was able to find, because I couldn't find game logs, which was me doing the research, right, and I would just give you the numbers, and I'd say, here are the facts. The only thing I was able to find from about 2 years ago is that in 19 of 21 games he officiated with the team trailing one.
19 of 21.
But I can't.
Well, I mean.
I can't back it up.
No, this is obviously all playoffs. So
all playoffs and trailing a series. So game one don't count. Because nobody's trailing a series.
That's surprising. True. Because that you're right. It doesn't matter. But he's officiated 241 games. It doesn't seem like a lot.
Well, but you were talking about postseason games.
Yes, 241 postseason games.
No, I mean, that was just a stretch of games in which he garnered this reputation of being the extender. But I wanted to go deeper on this. Because remember, he missed a few months. Our last caller referred to this. He got hurt. It was an ankle or a hamstring issue. He just returned a few days ago to the NBA playoffs. But I can't back up the real numbers to say Scott Foster is truly an extender, other than the fact that he was given this nickname and Chris Paul hates him.
Nor do you know how he is relative to every other ref.
Right.
Like, because they all could be that way.
You're right.
It could just be an NBA-wide thing.
You're right.
We're just looking specifically at one guy, and he could be just average, or it could be an outlier.
That's why I apologize to the audience. I did everything I could. I did so much research this morning, and it got me nowhere concerning Scott Foster and the truth on the extender nickname. And so I'm glad the last caller brought it up, and I was going to bring it up, and I was going to mention it a few times. Yeah, Scott Foster's officiating tonight because everyone knows he has this reputation. But is it even true? Is it even true? And look, here's the other thing about Scott Foster and his reputation. Go out there and outplay this team. Go out there and beat them on the offensive glass, which you haven't done. Go out there and make your shots. Go out there and defend the three. Go out there and have Mitchell Robinson, I don't know, start quarters so they can't hack them and take advantage of it. Do things that will cause Scott Foster, if you really think he's the extender, to not extend. That's it. That's all you could do.
It's got to be some AI that can just track that down for you.
I'll tell you right now, if you found an AI that gave you that numbers, I'd be pissed off. Because again, I spent an hour and 17 minutes going through all of this on the internet.
There
has
to be.
And I couldn't find it.
There has to be.
All I wanted.
Compare Scott Foster in playoff games to whatever the other referee is.
Everybody else.
Right.
Like back in the day, was Dick Bavetta an extender? Or is that just a nickname we've given to Scott Foster? Let's go to Alan Queens, who has a great question. How are you, Al?
You know, Evan, you really, like, shock me sometimes. You become like a shock Roberts. Like, who was thinking about him being an extender because of his, you know, his Robert? Like, you know what I mean? I don't know how to think about it.
Well,
like,
I was, no, I
wasn't even thinking that.
I know why he's the extender. You know why he's the extender. But I'm sure there's a lot of people listening to Sports Talk Radio who are like, why is that official called the extender? What does that mean? And that's all I'm clarifying. We should have the information on why that's the nickname. You never know what people think.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.